Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. God bless you all on this blessed Sunday. This is Brother Nate with another God's Word to Man broadcast. And once again, I am grateful to Jesus Christ, my Lord and Savior, who has given me opportunity to share the gospel of Jesus Christ again with you. I thank God for all you listening to the broadcast. And once again, it doesn't matter what part of the world you're listening to the broadcast at. It doesn't matter what nationality, color, race, or gender you are. I want to welcome you to another God's Word to Man broadcast. The phone number is 323-870-3403. That's 323-870-3403. Now, if you have any prayer requests, any comments, any questions about the lesson, call me at this number, 323-870-3403. The phone line will be open at all times throughout the broadcast. For those of you that don't like doing it over the air, contact us at the email address, godswordtoman@gmail.com. That's G-O-D-S-W-R-D, the number 2, M-A-N, at gmail.com. Once again, whatever the Lord gives unto us, that is what we give unto you. Glory be to God. So, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Thank God for another blessed day in Christ Jesus. Thank God for all of you that have been listening. And hey, wherever you listen to me at, won't you join in with me in prayer? Let us pray. Most gracious God, we are grateful for this day that you have made and created. And Lord God, how you have blessed us this day in Jesus' name. Amen. And dear Lord, I just thank you, Lord God, for what you're doing, what you're going to do in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, I pray today that Heavenly Father, that you would bless this broadcast. Word my mouth for the glory of God, that it may bring glory and honor to your name in Jesus' name, because, Lord God, you're worthy to be praised and to be glorified. So, Lord God, we lift you up. We magnify you in Jesus' name. And, Father, we thank you. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. Glory be to God. So, thank God for another blessed day in Christ Jesus. I want to say to those of you that are listening, and you are a first-time listener, you're going to hear me, and I don't know, I do believe I will not get all what I need to get in tonight. So I am looking for a part two. I don't know, maybe a part three, but I'm just going to say in this series, you will hear me mention not only the scriptures from the Bible, but some scriptures from a couple of other books that go with the Bible called The Word of the Lord and the Record of Nephi. And the beautiful thing about Blog Talk Radio is that it records all our broadcasts. And if you are listening to me on this particular page here, on somebody's page, I know that there is a picture of a little Bible to the right. If it's there, click on it. You'll see a drop box that says you'll see episodes in there. Click on that, and you can look at the past episodes. And I think on some other page, I think you can click on the God's Word of Man logo and possibly get a Dropbox, I think, too, and you can look in the episode. But when you go to the episodes, I want to list a few episodes you can look at to hear more on these two other books. One of them, if you go to an episode called Sign of the Restoration and Restitution, that's dealing with the Record of Nephi, and another one that is titled How Did the Record of Nephi Come Forth? Okay, when it's dealing with the other book called The Word of the Lord, you can look up the broadcast title, Jesus Communicating to Man Through Angelic Visitation. Another one is titled, How Can I Tell if These Messages Are from God? And another one, you can look up the End Time Work, Restitution, Restoration. So definitely, you can look at them. Amen. Glory be to God. And hear more on these two other books. So I thought to do that and get that out of the way before I go any further on what I need to do in dealing with this lesson that I'm dealing with tonight. Amen. Glory be to God. So now we're about to head into the lesson. And I want to say this and what the lesson is dealing with. You know, I think, and I'm going to take this few minutes to say this, that there is in the Word of God a lot of things Jesus said that we have not either searched or read or looked up or what have you. And I guess that when certain things happen, you know, we have the reaction like we just caught very, very bad unaware. And I'm not saying that we know everything. And then sometimes when certain things happen, you know, we turn to the Lord and say, Lord, how come you didn't tell us blah, 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 this and that? But for the most part, it's already in the Word, and we haven't been studying, haven't been looking up the Word. And when I say we, I'm talking about us as Christians, because I'm not talking about sinners. I mean, I know sinners ain't going to be studying the Word of God, okay? But I'm talking about us as Christians. We have fallen short when it comes to searching or to overall studying the Word of God. We have fallen short, and it's amazing how that we become of the ones many times that is upset with God when he have already told us in his Word. And so rest assured that if something or things happen, great events and things in these last days, rest assured that one person definitely would not be caught off guard is the Lord Jesus Christ. And that is one thing about him you do not have to worry about. You don't have to worry about telling him something and he is like, really? I didn't know that. Okay, so we're looking at and still dealing with things and dealing with the end time. For those of you who have been listening, I think that the last series I did was dealing with what Jesus talked about, the sign of deception. And it's very clear in the threefold question that the disciples asked him, it's very clear that that deception was included as to be an answer to that threefold question. So now we're on a new, and I said, like now, I told you, as I said in the beginning of the broadcast, I'm just going to call it a series, okay? I can't tell you how many parts will be to that, this, what I'm doing tonight. I do definitely know and believe that there's no way I'm going to be able to get to all what I need to give to you guys tonight. So I know it's definitely it's going to be a part two. Amen? Hallelujah. Glory be to God. And so I thank God for the blessed word of the Lord in Jesus' name. Glory be to God. Now, there is another thing Jesus said that will happen. As I told you, the last series I did was dealing with when Jesus talks about in the last days deception. And I know that many of us can vouch for that and raise our hand to say that, you know, we have seen deception go to an all-time peak that, you know, maybe many of us had never thought before. But there was another thing that Jesus said that would happen in answering the threefold question that was brought before him by his disciples. Let's go, if you have your Bibles, to Matthew chapter 24. And I'm definitely relying on the help of the Lord on how to give this to you guys because number one, I want to do it that it be pleasing in the sight of Almighty God, my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. That's the first and foremost thing that I look at in doing these broadcasts. Number one, that it be pleasing in his sight. Because when the smoke clears, he is the one I have to answer to. And I want to definitely be led by the Spirit and do it in line with the movement of the Holy Ghost. I don't want to come up with my own thing, doing my own way, and giving it, because once I do, it's not going to be effective like it needs to be. And then on this thing and delivering this message, I want it to be effective to the greatest ability. And in order for that to be, I have to flow in line with the Holy Ghost. Amen. I know many of you can agree with that. Okay. And I think that some things we do don't be effective to the great degree because we fail to do that. Amen. So in Matthew chapter 24, and for those of you that have Bibles, I want to ask you to turn with me in this because, and like I tell others, born-again believers, I said, now, especially when you have time, put people's eyes on the word. You know, don't let them just sit there and be listening to you talking all the time. Now, don't get me wrong. There are going to be some instances where you're not going to be able to pop the Bible out, or you may not have the Bible with you, whatever, that you're going to have to talk. But for the most part, if you got your Bible, and especially people you talk to have a Bible around or stuff like that, whatever, go to put their eyes on it, because when you're doing that, you're building their faith in the word. You're letting them see it for themselves, because that's what you want. You want them to build their faith in the word of God and not in you. Because when you just letting people just hear you and talk to you all, listen to you all the time, sometimes people will build themselves up in faith in you and not the word of God. And so the thing I say to you next is you better never be wrong, okay? Because if you do, they'll be so devastated that the same people that saying, Hosanna, or saying, oh, you're a great man of God, the same one will turn around and say, man, you ain't nothing. But anyhow, Matthew chapter 24, and I'm going to read verses 3 to verse 6, okay? And the word of God said, and as he sat upon the Mount of Olives, this is Jesus, the disciples came unto him privately, saying, tell us, when shall these things be, and what shall be the sign of thy coming and of the end of the world? And Jesus answered and said unto them, take heed and no man deceive you. For many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and shall deceive many. And ye shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that ye be not troubled, for all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. Glory be to God. Now, we're looking at, Jesus said, and ye shall hear of wars and rumors of war. Now, he said ye shall. That means it's going to happen. Okay? There is no it might be in his statement. And you can chunk it down. When Jesus says something shall or whatever, you can look for it is going to happen. Now, I can say that to you on some things and be dead wrong. But Jesus is never wrong. Okay? So when he tells you that something shall, okay, that means it's definitely going to happen. Amen? Glory be to God. So in this Matthew chapter 24, verse 6, we see Jesus says this, okay? And he said, you shall hear wars and rumors of wars. Then he says, see that you be not troubled. He said, for these things must come to pass. It must come to pass. It must happen. Amen? Hallelujah. It must come to pass, okay? Hallelujah. And one of the things that we would notice in this recording where Matthew recorded Jesus said it, that also Mark recorded Jesus saying the same thing, okay? That, you know, and you shall hear wars and rumors of wars. And when he said that, see that ye are not troubled, for all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. So Jesus saying that you're going to hear of wars and rumors of wars, but he told us not to be troubled. Now, once again, we got to remember, he ain't talking to everybody. He is talking to born-again believers, disciples, and followers of Christ. He's not talking to sinners, people. See, one of the things we mess up at, we try to put it like to Jesus talking to sinners. He's not talking to sinners. He's talking to born-again believers. He said, see that you are not troubled. You're going to see these things. You're not going to be snatched up before these things happen. You're going to see it,
But Jesus said, see to you not, be not troubled. And then he threw something else in there. He said, for these things must come to pass. Now, that's another thing we need to look at. When Jesus says something must, that means it's a necessity. It has to happen. I mean, some things, you know, you'll find out some things, especially the Lord say, is a must. That means there's no way around it, okay? Now, some things God has spoken the word has been based conditional. But for the most part, when he said there's a must, like when he says, except ye repent, ye shall all likewise perish. Now, you know, he lets you know that by repentance, it had to be, okay? And it has to be with these things. He said it must come to pass. He said, but the end is not yet. So he also said that the end is not yet. So when you see these things happening, these disturbing things, you know, sometimes people look at it and say, oh, that's the end, that's it. And they may look up and expect Christ to come tomorrow. But he said, no, the end is not yet. Okay? Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Now, one of the things I want to look at is that he said you should hear wars and rumors of wars. And looking at the word wars, okay, and the original Greek word for the word wars there means warfare, literally or figuratively, a single encounter or a series. Hallelujah. I'm going to say that once again. When he said you should hear wars, he's saying that you should hear a warfare. Warfare that's either going to be a single encounter or a series of encounters, okay? Hallelujah. He said, you're going to hear of that, okay? Hallelujah. Then he said, not only you hear wars, he goes on to say, and rumors of wars. Now, the word rumors, original Greek word is akoe. Akoe means hearing the act, the sense, or the thing heard. It also means report, and it means rumors, okay? A rumor, also according to Webster, means talk or report of a notable person or event, okay? So what do we get out of that Jesus said? Well, first of all, Jesus was saying that you're going to actually hear hostilities, fighting, conflict, okay, because that's all in the wars, and then you are going to get reports of it, of wars, of hostilities and conflicts and fighting, okay? So in other words, you're going to actually come across some of these things, and then on the other end, you're going to get reports of it. You understand what I'm saying? Hallelujah. Glory be to God. He called us. I sense the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. And you're not going to be snatched up, people. You're not going to be gone. Amen. It's not, you know. Now, I know some of y'all that have been listening to broadcast, you can hear me say that a lot. You may think, okay, you just poking and making fun. No, I'm being straight up with you because I know many of y'all know what I'm talking about. You know, this pre-trib rapture teaching and you're going today. But I want y'all to see how serious that teaching is, that, you know, is very serious, that when you teaching that and getting people heart wrapped on any day we can be gone is also dangerous, because for the simple fact is you got people with their whole heart believing this and they looking for any day to be gone. And as they still be here and start seeing these things happening that the Bible talks about, and they snatch away, the danger that can come in is they fall into unbelief. Because I have actually heard a lady who claimed to be a Christian who come on, yeah, be glad. I ain't got what it takes to be here. You know, so they're looking for what? Any day now, they're going to be snatched up. So when you come across these things happening that the Bible talks about and you're not snatched up and gone, then you start to go wondering, hey, am I going anywhere? And then when that fall away, you start doubting God. So Jesus is saying here, you're going to actually hear the act. You're going to actually hear the fighting. okay? You're going to know that's going to be going on, the conflicts and all that. Then he said you're going to get reports of fightings and conflicts and all that. So you're going to come across both of them. Now, how many of y'all can vouch for that? Some of you have heard of the wars and fightings that are going on and stuff like that. Even with people, we might talk about it a little bit deeper as we go on into this message. And then you have gotten reports of fightings and stuff like that, okay? So Jesus said, you're going to come across both of them. He said, it shall come to pass. It's going to happen. So you can't be here on this earth without getting that kind of report on that, amen? Now, the next thing I want to talk about in really setting up this thing, because the title of this message is The Wars in the End Time. The wars in the end time. And the Lord Jesus mentions in these last days that there will be wars. Okay? There will be wars. He said, and it shall come to pass. It's going to happen, people. According to Jesus, you got to worry about it not happening. It's going to happen. Okay? And the first thing I want to look at, and the first thing from the Bible that was recorded in a sense dealing with the first recorded war, let's go to Revelation chapter 12. Revelation chapter 12. And we're going to go to verse 7, okay? Revelation chapter 12, verse 7. Hallelujah. Revelation chapter 12, verse 7. Now, look what the word of God says. It said, and there was war in heaven. Michael and his angels fought against the dragon. And the dragon fought and his angels, okay? That was war in heaven, okay? Now, keep that in mind. Let's go to Isaiah chapter 14. The book of Isaiah chapter 14. The book of Isaiah 14. And I'm going to start reading from verse 12. To verse 14. Isaiah chapter 14, verses 12 to verse 14. Now look what the word of God says. He said, how art thou fallen from heaven, O Lucifer, son of the morning? How art thou cut down to the ground, which didst weaken the nations? But thou hast said in thy heart, I will ascend into heaven. I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. I will sit also upon the mount of the congregation. In the sides of the north, I will ascend above the heights of the clouds. I will be like the Most High. Hallelujah. I'm going to read verse 15. It said, yet thou shalt be brought down to hell to the sides of the pit. Now, according to the Bible, what we're seeing was really the first war recorded was in heaven. Okay? Hallelujah. Glory be to God. The first war was in heaven. And in Isaiah, we are really shown by Isaiah. And Ezekiel talks about it too, Ezekiel 28. But in Isaiah, we've actually shown what the war. And we are told that Michael and his angels, Michael standing in representation, fighting for that which is right, for the Lord, said Michael and his angels were fighting against the devil or the dragon. The dragon was Satan and his angels. And what happened that led to this thing that's happened, Isaiah gives us the scoop on it. But what we see is that Satan, who was Lucifer at the time, went to exalt himself into a place with the Lord, but to him that wasn't satisfying enough, so he's going to go and exalt himself, okay? Hallelujah. So we see that evil can spark or even start a war, okay? That's the similar thing with these wars that Jesus talking about in the end time. It's going to be, you know, evil especially sparking this, okay? Because the condition of what the world is in today, okay? And when you have evil out to exalt itself, you're going to have a problem. So Lucifer here, when he got to a point where he starts saying, I'm going to ascend into heaven. Ascend means to go up. So he said he was going to ascend. He didn't say that the Lord commanded him to go to that place. Now, so that means he was at a certain place, but he was going to take upon himself to lift himself up, okay? Then he said, I will. Now, if you notice from verse 13 to verse 14, how many I wills that Lucifer said, which means he exercised his free choosing, his free will, to do what he did. And so all his I wills, not the Lord will, okay? Not the Lord want me to do it, but his will. So when God had him in a particular place, he wasn't satisfied with that. He wanted to be in a place where God didn't put him. And then he capped it off by saying, I will be like the Most High. He said, I will be like God, okay? I mean, God, you're the only one that need to be worshipped. I'm going to be worshipped too. Now, you know, so evil can spark wars. And so when the Bible tells us that Michael and the angel were fighting against Satan and his angels, because, see, Satan went to get a uprising going, okay? And, see, God wasn't having it. Now, notice that they said Michael and his angels fight against the devil and his angels, okay? You know, that war. You know what? God is so powerful, he didn't have to personally step in it, because there wouldn't have never been a war. Okay? You get that? See, God is the creator. He created all the angels. And see, that just shows you how dumb Lucifer was, because here you is calling yourself revolting against the one that created you. How you think you were going to beat him? You ain't. You actually thought you was going to take over up there? Nah, okay. That just shows how dumb you were, okay? And God was like, okay, Michael, you take the angel and you go do this thing. Because, you know, if it was a straight fight between him and God, you got to be kidding me. Because, one thing God had said, fall. He failed. Okay? Now, the other thing we want to understand, that when Jesus said there will be wars and rumors of wars, is that the word wars is pluralized. We know in our language, the English language, words that are shown to be plural, meaning more than one, either going to have a ES or a IES on it, or just a plain S. In this case, the word wars has a plain S, which means it's plural, which means that it's either more than one war or more than one type. Okay? And once again, according to the original Greek, the word war means warfare. That is either a single encounter or a series of encounters, okay? So the next thing we want to come to understand is, since the word wars is plural, then that either means more than one or more than one type. And we want to come to understand that there is different types of war. And when Jesus said you should hear wars and rumors of wars, he was involving the different types. Because, and understand this. This is the beautiful thing about our Lord. He does warn us of things. This is why I said in the beginning of the broadcast how that many times we're not studying the Word of God. Because he warns us. Okay? He tells us what you're going to see before I come back. Okay? Why did he do that? Well, because to keep us from being just so discouraged to a point where that we thinking, oh, he ain't going to come, he ain't going to do nothing. But he is. And we got to understand that there are some things, that's just like when, let's look at the person. When God speaks a personal thing that he's going to do for you, we got to understand that until that thing manifests, there's going to be a test. And the testing coming from the enemy is to brave circumstances that look contrary to the promise. So now as an individual, we have a decision whether to hold and accept the promise and hold to it, or accept the circumstance and deny the promise. Okay? This is what many times many of us as believers fail to understand, that just like when you pray to the Lord for something, from the time you pray it to the time it manifests, that gap in between is a testing period. And the circumstance of that testing period, Satan always presented to be contrary to the promise. And so during the time of that testing period, you have a decision to make whether you're going to accept the promise and hold to it, or accept the circumstances and reject the promise. So Jesus warns us that there are going to be wars, okay? And here, especially, we're coming to understand that there are different types of wars. Now, I want to name some. I might not name them all, but to name some just to give you a pretty good idea of the different type of wars. For example, there's a war called the Cold War, okay? And the Cold War was a period of geopolitical tension between the United States and Soviet Union and their respective allies. Now, this is supposed to last from 1947 to 1989, which is like 42 years. Now, the question is, what made it a Cold War, okay? And what made it a Cold War is that it didn't involve military action, okay? It didn't involve military action. But it is pursued economic and political action, propaganda, acts of espionage. That is dealing with a Cold War. And Jesus was letting them know, you're going to see that type of war, which that's what happened from 1947 to 1989, 42 years, okay? Now, once again, keep in mind that Jesus is talking to us as what? Christians. He's not talking to just anyone, okay? See, when the Son of Man is running around pulling his hair out, if anybody should be at peace, it should be believers. Why? Because the Lord has given us his word, okay? See, we have something that the unbelievers don't have. But what has been happening to us lately is that we've been running around pulling our hair out with the sinner. You get that? And that's why I said before, me and Brother Leonard say it again, last year the coronavirus exposed the church pretty bad. Well, yeah, it exposed the United States too, don't get me wrong. But on this part of the topic, I'm talking here, especially the church. Because the church, many of us, was hollering like the sinners, okay? And we were doing like the sinners, leaning totally on the government. Now, I know some of y'all hear me say that, well, wait a minute, Brother Nate, God said to obey the laws of the land. I said, well, he sure did. But also using Peter, he let us know that there's a time that it's better to obey God rather than man. And this is why he said in the word, give unto Caesar the things that are Caesar and give unto God the things that are God. So you got to know how to differentiate. And I think that some of us have not done that, have learned that yet. So it's like whatever the government say, we in it. And so we let the government come out and tell us, say, gathering together the church is non-essential. And none of us, especially many of us as big-time televangelists, said nothing when the government said that. And we could have said something because guess what? Most of us was on social media. When we didn't meet in the church building, we was on social media. Many of you are holding, singing, even you were doing even competition against one another using gospel songs. So why couldn't you have not opened your mouth to say, hey, wait a minute, government. Wait a minute now. You didn't overstep your boundary to what you're saying now. But no, we just comply with the government. Okay? And we was not showing people the faith of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, there's another war that's called colonial wars. And colonial wars was various conflicts that arose as a result of overseas territories being settled by foreign powers creating a colony. Jesus said, you're going to hear those wars. So you hear the cold, you heard the Cold War, you heard the Colonial War. The Cold War, like I said, it involved acts of espionage, that spying and all that stuff. He said, and through economic actions, you know, country not shipping these products or not shipping these products to another country or putting a hold on or taxing them higher, all that stuff. He said that you were going to hear that and you're going to get reports on that, okay? Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. And this colonial war example that was given was the 19th century between the European armies in Africa and Asia, you know. See, we got news today, people, you know. Back when you had TV and all that, you had a radio that gave some news. But before the radio, I mean, you know, the traveling news had to be, you know, by stagecoach or horse or walking or something like that. But see, we got news today. So you can pop your TV on and get the news about certain wars that's starting up, okay? Just like you look at now. Many of y'all been looking at the news. Look what's happening between the United States and Russia and the United States and China, okay? Russia was, what, seeking to invade Ukraine or something like that? And Joe Biden get on there and say, hey, there are going to be consequences if you do that and all this stuff. But you think Russia back down? No, they came back with their same thing. Letting you know, hey, going to be a war, going to be a fight. Then you're out on the other side where United States, I believe, had to go. They supporting Taiwan. Taiwan wants to be an independent place from China. China said, oh, no. But China now is mad at the United States because the United States invited them to some kind of summit or convention they had. And, you know, China's not liking that. So you got the possibility of war building on their side, okay? And even though that right now on much of your news that they really lifting up this coronavirus, COVID, all these different variants, to some degree, a little bit at a time, there you're getting reports about these wars. And Jesus said, see that you're not troubled, okay? Because that's the first thing that will happen to us, okay? We start hearing about these wars where we really hearing about it, knowing it exists, or getting reports on it, we become very troubled, become very disturbed. We can't think straight. We won't study the word of God. We won't pray. We're all messed up. We're in a frenzy. And the Lord said, see that you're not troubled. And understand these things must come to pass. Okay? See, the word of God tells us and shows us at times there are some things you can pray for that through the prayer of the saints can be averted or stopped or something like that. But then there are some things that the Lord said must come to pass. Okay? It must happen. Okay? And this is one of the things he said that must come to pass. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Thank God for the blessed word. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Now, I'm going to look up another type of war, and I'm going to pull it up in a minute here, that I want to read to you. Thank you, Jesus. There is another type of war called a fault line war. And the description of a fault line war is one that takes place between two or more identity groups from different civilizations. It is a communal conflict between states or groups from different civilizations that has become violent. Okay. The example used is that religious or ethnic. Okay. So you're going to see, and there was those, that's included in the wars too. Okay. Where it said these different civilizations that have become violent. Okay. That's included in the war.
like I said, when Jesus talks about wars and rumors of war and the wars is plural, he's telling you more. He's telling us, listen, more than one type, okay? More than one type. Then there's a war called insurgency. Example given there, that involves the War of Independence, Liberation, and the Civil War. Well, we know about that, that happened, the Civil War. We know the killing that went over there and the War of Independence, where, you know, 1776, the United States became independent. So Jesus told of these wars that was going to happen, okay? This is why I've been saying that there's much things that Jesus have told us in the Word of God that have warned us, but because many times we fail to get into it, when these things happen, we're so out of shape with God as if God, you know, didn't warn us when much to the most degree he have. We just haven't gotten in the Word. See, I see that happen with some of God's people, especially some of God's people who don't, you know, you can tell that don't study the Word. And when certain things come up, they've been out of shape with God. I mean, they're upset and man, they've been out of shape with God. They don't want nothing to do with God and anything, okay? Amen. They don't want to do nothing, want nothing to do with God, okay? Because God is a culprit. He's the bad guy because he didn't warn and tell, but yes, many times he has. You know, there's some personal things that you could think of that God warned you about. Maybe it's in a dream or vision or through someone else that you didn't heed. And then when the situation came up, you was just bent out of shape with God. You didn't want to talk to God. You didn't want to sin unto God. And God was the bad guy. And here's the thing. We never think about the devil. Many times we never think about the devil. We're always thinking about God. But see, many times God has warned us, but we didn't heed the warning. Okay? And when we didn't heed the warning, thing come up. Now we looking all under eyed at God like, you know, man, how could you do this to me? Why you do this? What's wrong with you? When he had already warned us. So, once again, insurgency, the War of Independence, liberation, the Civil War, okay? That's an insurgency. That's another type of war. So he was letting us know that those kind of wars was going to come up, okay? Amen. See, Jesus told us, but once again, we didn't pay attention, okay? We simply didn't pay attention, okay? And then when the stuff come up, we blown out of the waters. I mean, we looking at God like, okay, God, you know, how can you do this? What's wrong with you? Why you didn't tell me, you know? That's how we're looking at them. When, you know what, we're wrong, okay? We're just wrong. He warned us. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Then there's a war called proxy wars. Proxy wars is defined as an armed conflict between two states or non-state actors which act on the instigation or on the behalf of other parties that are not directly involved in the hostility, okay? We got that kind of war, okay, where their nations or people, they have instigated wars. And data is not directly involved in it, but they other countries or whatever fight based on this instigation. He letting you know that this thing has to happen, will happen, okay? I mean, you know, have you ever been a part of, have you, just think about when you was coming up in school. You remember there were some people that was called instigators? Well, they the ones that get the stuff started, okay? I mean, they instigate to you and talk to you about somebody, telling you somebody talking about you, blah, blah, blah. So you get all heated up and mad, and the guy he talking to you about or the woman he talking to you about, you mad at them, and this same instigator and probably went over and said something to them, or somebody else has said something to them to pump them up against you. And next thing you know, y'all clubbing it out. But the people that did the instigating is sitting on the side looking. So we had proxy wars. And we'll have proxy wars until Christ returns. So that's another war in the category
he was telling us about. Proxy wars, okay? Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Warning us about that. Proxy wars. Thank you, Jesus. Now, it's another war I want to pull up. And like I said, you can look this up to go in even deeper, okay? There's another war called range wars. A range war or range conflict is a type of usually violent conflict, most commonly in the 19th and early 20th centuries in the American West. The subject of these conflicts was control of open range or range land freely used for cattle grazing, which gave the conflict its name. So they said that kind of conflict happened, that kind of war, dealing with control of open range or range land, okay? There was no kind of fightings going on. Range wars, okay? Hallelujah. And I wanted to look at another example of this range war here. Okay, and is entitled State of Oregon, Oregon Ghost, dealing with this range wars. It said, Oregon's range wars are rooted in land disputes between cattlemen and shepherds at the turn of the 20th century. Tensions boil over on the use of public land for ranching in central and eastern Oregon. Cattle ranchers were angry that sheep overgrazed low elevation cattle land. This made the range unsuitable for cattle. Shepherds, on the other hand, accused cattlemen of buying up water resources and fencing the range, which they regarded as public land. So you got to understand what range wars is. So, you know, you had disputes between the cattlemen and the shepherds. You know, the cattlemen say, hey, shepherds, they sheep overgrazing the land and made it unsuitable for our cattle. And then the shepherds say, hey, your cattlemen buying up the water resources and fencing the range, you know, which, you know, the shepherd said it's public land. And so they got into the wars on that. Okay. And see, you would think of that and you said, man, they arguing over some land, stuff like that. But see, once again, this is another one of the wars that Jesus talked about. Rumors of war, range wars. Okay. Turn of the 20th century. Okay. You know, and you know, people would look at it and say, man, are you kidding me? They, you know, getting into it about some land. And, Lord, what is this that's going on? Well, Jesus wants you to know this is part of what he was telling us. You're going to see, have seen, and going to see these kind of war. People are fighting over land. I mean, you know, here in the United States, you know, here's the thing I see about us here in the United States. Certain things we see in other countries, we just don't think it would happen here, but we find out it is. Okay? Just like the child sex trafficking. When we hear that, we automatically think, oh, the mother country is doing that. But we were shocked when we find out it's happening in the U.S., the old, good old U.S. Yeah. Happening over here. So there is your range wars. Okay? Your range wars. Now, I want to look up one more, and talk about it, because this is in the war category. That Jesus talks about, and we want to get an understanding why he had and said wars, they'll pluralize, okay? Now, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And hallelujah. Now, these religious wars, there's another war called religious war, okay? And, you know, in one research,
where, you know, what is religious, is religion the cause of most wars? And there's these religious wars where, for example, it said, to be sure, many conflicts throughout history have been ostensibly for religious reasons, with many different religions involved. For example, in Christianity, there occurred, just to name a few, the Crusades. Crusades was a series of campaigns from the 11th to the 13th centuries with the stated goal of reconquering the Holy Land from Muslim invaders and coming to the aid of the Byzantine Empire. Then there was the French Wars of Religion, a succession of wars in France during the 16th century between Catholics and the Protestants. Okay. Then there's the 30 Years' War, another war between Catholic and Protestants during the 17th century in what is now Germany. Okay. So you have these religious wars, and you have these religious wars between even denominations and things of that nature. You hear that. You hear this, the words and hostility that many be saying to each other. That's the under the religious wars. And just like I read to you this little bit here about, you know, the Catholics and Protestants. Now, we know that when Martin Luther broke off from the Catholic Church, that those that followed him was known as Protestants, okay, who were protesting the acts and things of the Catholic Church. And so we know the tension that would be between them for years, okay? And see, that causes a war on the behalf of in dealing with the religious wars. So there are religious wars, okay? Amen. Now, I just wanted to name a few wars here so that you can get a general idea of why Christ said wars, plural. He wasn't meaning just one war, but more than one type. I see, sometimes when we hear war, we just think, you know, just sitting military, boom, 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 tanks, but there are more than one type of war, okay? Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Hallelujah. Okay. Glory to God. So I'm going to stop it there tonight. I'm going to come, Lord Say the Same, with part two tomorrow. But just getting an overview of when he talks about wars in the end time, to how that he's talking about more than one type. So it ain't just the wars involving the big army tanks and the big, you know, fighter jets over the sky that's part of it. But as you come to understand the different type of war, it was war involving cattlemen and chefs fighting and killing people of different civilization, civil war, where they're dealing with race and color and all that. So you have these different wars, and we're told that all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. Glory be to God. So thank God for Jesus. So let us pray. Father, we thank you. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord, for this day you have made and created, blessing us right now with this opportunity as you have given us to go into your word. Father, I pray that what I've given was pleasing in your sight and bring glory and honor to your name. So, Lord God, I just thank you for what you're doing, what you've done, and what you're going to do. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Glory be to God. So, once again, I thank the Lord for all of you that have been listening. The Lord said the same for the advertisement on tomorrow. So, once again, this is Brother Nate with another God's Word to Man broadcast. May God bless you. May he keep you in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless.